Welcome to the 20 Minute Runner Podcast. My name is Roland, and I am the 20 Minute Runner. It's good to have you along with me as I run and race through the Piedmont region of North Carolina while practicing the Qi running method. Thanks for sharing some of the road with me. Welcome to episode 75 of the podcast. I feel like I should have some type of fireworks going off or maybe blaring trumpets or something. 75 is a pretty big deal, but it's been a lot of fun, and it's just another episode, so we're not going to have any of that, but I am glad to have you with me today. If you are new to the podcast, this is a podcast about running. Much of it takes place while we run, but it's also a podcast about life that happens to take place while we run on occasion. So you'll find things about running included in these shows, and you'll also find things about my life included while I'm running and sometimes while I'm not running. Sometimes we include personal events, holidays, things of that nature, and that's interesting, I think, for me to do because this is becoming a recording of my actual life in a sense. Yes, it's a running history, but just as much it's a history of what's going on in my life. And I was reminded of that recently by an email that Randy Greenway had sent me. Randy's picture is posted at the blog, and you can go there and see that. And we've mentioned Randy in the past, and Randy, great work you're doing. Keep your running going, and I appreciate the email. Randy addressed a couple things that he was interested in finding help with, and I thought before we actually get into the run in this episode, I thought what I would do is go ahead and answer Randy's questions for a couple of reasons. Number one, I need some notes to do it. And number two, I cannot read my notes when I'm running, especially when it's fairly dark. So that being the case, I thought I would just sit here in the office. It's after hours. It's 29th of November, Monday, almost a quarter to six in the evening. I've got to go get a bite to eat for because I have a meeting at 7. But I did want to address Randy's questions. And then we will come back immediately following this, and we will get into the run for this week that we're going to record. I'll give you how things went over the Thanksgiving holiday with me and where the training is right now as far as the half and what we're planning to do as we complete this, is the final week, the final full week before the, what will be the final full week next week before the half marathon. So, in other words, this week will take us through the 1st, 2nd, 3rd, the 4th of December, and then the next week is the race week. So, this actually is the final full week of the event, and I'll let you know what we're going to be doing, and also fill you in. I think someone's going to go with me to ride the course, and I may have some photographs coming, as I talked about it in an earlier episode. But I did want to address Randy's email. And I'm not going to read his email, but basically I will tell you what he asks about. He had some very kind words for the podcast, and he asks me, is it possible to go back and listen or download older episodes of the podcast? And you know, Randy, that's a great question. It's one that I've never really considered because that many people, at least if they're going back listening to early episodes, and I know some of them have been hit quite a few times, but no one has ever asked me that question, but it is a great question. And it's quite simple to do. On iTunes, it does not keep every episode of every podcast that it actually hosts. In other words, no matter what podcast it is, you go to iTunes, you're only going to get the most recent 20, maybe, something like that. I haven't checked lately, but perhaps 20 episodes. And the rest of them are not going to be on iTunes. Well, let's say you want to go back and listen to earlier episodes that are not there. What do you do? Well, I can't tell you what to do as far as other podcasts are concerned, but I can tell you what you can do if you would like to punish yourself and go back and listen to some earlier ones that I've done. And I'm kidding. I think it's really neat to go back and hear those as well. And I need to do more of that myself. It is a part of my history, as I said. But anyway, Randy, here's what you do. And any of you listening, if you're not aware of what to do and you'd like to catch earlier episodes than those on iTunes, there is a way to do that. If you go to the blog, the20minuterunner.blogspot.com, the20minuterunner.blogspot.com, and go down to the bottom where it says Blog Archives, you will see a list of all the blogs that I've done, and every episode has a blog or a post. And let's say, for instance, you want to begin with episode 1. That is going to be under May of 2009. So you'll click the 2009 arrow, and then you'll click May, and it will open up the posts for May. And you'll see the very first recorded episode that we did. It was when I volunteered at the North Carolina Marathon in May of 2009. Well, every episode of the podcast, every one, has a save this episode, right-click or whatever. And then you click on that, right-click on it, and then you want to click Save Link As. And it's going to save it as an MP3, but you choose where you want to save it. In other words, if you want to save it, in your download section on your hard drive, or you want to save it on your desktop or whatever, you hit Save As, Save Link As. Designate the place, and it will download, and it takes a couple of minutes maybe. I use Firefox myself, and it takes a couple of minutes, and everything I download is in the download box, which is very convenient. And once you get that downloaded, then you can drag that into your MP3 player. Again, you don't go through iTunes to do this. You just download it and get it on your hard drive, and then you can do that. But the way you do that, Randy, and anyone else interested, is you do go to the blog, go down to the blog archive section, then go to the particular blog or post you're wanting, and episode 1, incidentally, would begin in May of 2009. You'll see it. And click where it says to save this episode. Let me see what it says exactly. Download this episode, and then in parentheses, right-click and save. Click that link. Or right-click that link, and then click Save Link As. Save it where you want it, and then that MP3 will be on your hard drive, and it is an MP3. And then you can pull it into your MP3 player, whether it's something by Apple or something else, it doesn't matter. Apple, of course, plays MP3s as well as all the other players, so you pull it in, and you are good to go. The nice thing about downloading an MP3 over is it MP4 that Apple has? Is if you download something from iTunes, you cannot listen to it on a normal MP3 player without converting it. But if you download something like I'm telling you now, you can listen to it on an MP3 player that is not an Apple product, and you can listen to it without converting it, because it'll play an MP3. It'll be an MP3 when you download it, whereas in iTunes, it's not. So that's the first question that Randy asked. So Randy, try that out, and please email me back and let me know if that works, and if it doesn't, let me know that. Randy also signed up and ran his first 5K, I believe, recently. He didn't mention that in this email, but he asks me about anterior shin splints. That's pain in the front and the outer edge of your legs at the bottom, around your shins, obviously. It's possible you could have microfractures. They can form in the tibia or stress fractures. This is not a sudden break, but it's an increase in pain until it can become severe. And Randy, if you have extreme shin pain, you need to see a doctor for an x-ray. And if it's fairly mild, it's probably shin splints. But if the pain doesn't go away after a few days and you try these remedies, it could be a stress fracture. Although in your case, as a new runner, I doubt it. I think it's just a matter of your muscles adjusting and getting used to it, and shin splints are the bane of every new runner. So I'm fortunate I never have them because I'm past that, but when I started running, I did, and everyone else basically does. The root cause of shin splints are tight calf muscles, weak shin muscles, and it can be further aggravated by a lot of factors. Running on hard surfaces puts added strain on the leg muscles on the front. You may have a foot that tilts in, which is pronation, or it might tilt out, which is supination when you run, and it causes your front leg muscles to work harder to stabilize the foot. Or you may have flat feet, which you need to treat separately, but most likely is you're running too much too soon for where you are. Shin splints are common among beginning runners, and you get enthusiastic and you just overstep the limits. So take a look at your running program, Randy. You might be doing a little bit too much too soon. That would be the first thing I would want you to think about. What's the remedy? Well, if you have a stress fracture, you got to stop running and see a doctor. You'll probably have to be off the road for 6 weeks, and you might have to have a cast. Don't mess around with that. It's very serious. But I doubt, Randy, I seriously doubt that's what you're dealing with. For shin splints, there are a number of steps you can take to speed the recovery. To reduce the pain, you want to ice the shin immediately after you run. I would do 10 on, 10 off, 10 on, 10 off. Do that several times as often as you can through the day. You can use a commercial freeze pack or just use a wet towel in the freezer before you go to the run. Go to run and put it on there, or a bag of frozen vegetables. Keep it on for 10 to 15 minutes, as I said, then take it off for that long, put it back on. Keep your foot elevated of the shin that's hurting. And to reduce the inflammation further, take aspirin or ibuprofen. You want to make sure you eat something with that, by the way, and that should help it. And again, cut back on your running. And if you can stand it, you might even consider taking a few days off altogether. I have found in the past, for several injuries I've had, to take off as much as a week, and it will heal itself, and then you correct what the imbalance is, and you're good to go. It'll only make it worse if you keep running. You're going to have plenty of time during the that downtime, if you have to take it, or whether you even if you don't have to. You want to stretch your calves, and you want to strengthen those anterior leg muscles. You do wall push-ups, but be careful not to overstretch. Basically, stand about a foot and a half from the wall, lean in like a push-up. Let your you'll feel that pull in your calves. And around your Achilles, that is showing that you're pulling the right muscles. You can do those a couple times a day, especially after you run. Now, I don't stretch before I run at all, but after I run, I find that it helps. You just don't want to overdo it. I would hold it for, 15 seconds a couple of times, and that seems to help. And to strengthen the front leg muscles, do the furniture lift, or do what I do. Take a bucket, put 5 to 7 pounds of dirt in it, a paint bucket. Sit in a chair where your foot is free of the floor, and take that bucket and hang it on into your toes, and pick your toe up. All you're flexing is your ankle, and you're doing like pull-ups, as it were, with your ankle. And I would do 10 of those. Start out with a couple of reps or sets of 10, and then work up to 3 or 4, and that will help to strengthen those muscles on the front as well. You could have the wrong shoes. Maybe you need more stability or more cushioning. Heel lifts can help so that your calves aren't stretching as far, because remember, the calf muscle stretching is what's putting the strain on the on those shins. And finally, just check to make sure you have good running form. And I would recommend, Randy, and anyone dealing with this, again, you don't have to be a Qi runner to enjoy this podcast, but check into the Qi running. Go back to the episodes 10 episodes ago where I covered 5 episodes where we went through the basics of Qi running. Check out Danny Dreyer's book, Qi Running. EQRunningFitness.com. Go to that website. Qi running will help correct your form, and I have found that I have to do very little strength training other than my core and my arms. I rarely ever do any exercises for my legs, and I have no problems. I don't have hip pain or knee pain anymore, and you've heard me talk about that in the show. So, Randy, I hope that helps. Again, I appreciate the email. Please email me back. Let me know if the download is working. And also let me know how you're doing with the shins. And we will update our listeners to let them know that, yeah, this is working for you. And it probably would work for our other listeners. Or that didn't work or whatever. We'll use you as a guinea pig, as it were, in a good way. But, Randy, I appreciate that very much. So, again, thank you for being with me. This is episode 75. I think we'll get out on the road here, begin recording, and bring you in on that. And thanks again for listening to the podcast. I want to thank Randy again for those questions. And I actually heard from him today, and he was asking me about sites to learn about doing a podcast. I referred him to some things over at Running from the Reapers site, Nigel's. I think would be helpful. So anyway, Randy, thanks again. If you want to send me an email, as we often state, may have already stated it, to send it to 20minuterunner@gmail.com. 20minuterunner@gmail.com. I am climbing an extended hill right now. I am not running in Thomasville. I'm running in High Point. Presently heading up toward Country Club on, I forget, Rockford, I believe it's the name of the street. We're climbing. It's not steep, but it is a direct incline and a good quarter mile long. We'll soon be near the top. Cross Country Club. Continue on. It is 47 degrees, bright sunshine, quite blustery. The wind, which you may be hearing, I apologize for that. And right now, it is probably 12 o'clock, noon, straight up. I left the office and brought my running gear with me. Went over to nearby parking lot, changed, decided I would get in a noon run. I'll tell you more about that in a bit. I haven't been feeling well. I noticed 3 days ago, sinus is bothering me, sinus pressure. And then yesterday morning, started feeling badly and got worse through the day. Someone recommended Zicam. So I got me a Rite Aid brand. Began taking that yesterday. This morning felt better. Wanted to get up and run, but just didn't quite have it. So packed my gear, but was feeling better. And then by 9:30 or so, started feeling worse again. Not running a fever that I know of, but it may be contributing to the not difficulty, but I feel a little bit tired. Not overly so. But we do want to get this one in, as we are well into the taper. Today is Wednesday, the 1st of December. As I said, it's around noon, 2010. And we're running in High Point. I'm actually following part of the half marathon and marathon course at this point. Have been for the last mile or so. And so, very well acquainted with this. Hope your Thanksgiving was good. Ours was good. Went down to visit family near Wilmington, North Carolina. If you're new to the program, my name is Roland. I live in Thomasville, North Carolina. But I'm originally from a little place called Rose Hill, Wallace, down in the southeastern part of the state. It's about 180 miles from here. And we've lived in this central part of the state since 1990. So it's been a while. But went down Wednesday, had supper at my oldest brother's house. Cindy and I took ham and turkey collards, which I love, dressing, rice, giblet gravy, some cheesecake, red velvet cheesecake, as well as
pumpkin cheesecake from the Cheesecake Factory was provided. I didn't eat a tremendous amount, but I ate more than I would a typical non-holiday meal. It felt good. And then we stayed over Thursday. That was Wednesday night. And part of the day Friday. Got back in around 6:30 Friday night. Cindy's parents did not go. They hung back and looked out for the pets for us, which we certainly appreciate. And all in all, it was a good trip. My stepdad, Ronald, whom my mother's been married to for 27 years, is struggling with his multiple myeloma, and he looks weak, not eating near as much. He can get up and get around and all of that. He just has to rest a lot more, sleep a lot more. Voice is weak, if you know what I mean. So my thoughts are with Ronald and my mom, Elizabeth, as she deals with watching him slowly succumb to this terrible form of cancer, leukemia. But he has dealt with it for over 6 years, fought the good fight, and he's ready to go. We just hope that it's not terrible soon. So our Thanksgiving was good. I trust that yours has been good as well. Again, I apologize for the wind noise, but it's just one of those days, folks. I did want to give you the survey results from the last survey of when do you prefer or enjoy running the most, what time of year. 50% in the survey said they prefer the fall. That would be me as well. 33% prefer running in the winter, or excuse me, the spring. 16% prefer the winter, and no takers on the summer. So, summer is not a popular time to be running, and I'm sure that it has to do with the heat, which I can identify with. Also, I have a new survey out. If you go to the blog, check that out. I'd appreciate it. New survey question for the next several weeks. How would you describe your form? Heel striker? Heel to toe push off? Ball of foot lander? Or midfoot runner? And I'll go ahead and tell you, I am a midfoot runner because of the Qi running method, which we have discussed quite a bit in this podcast. So go to the blog and take the new survey. We'll run it through probably end of the year, and we'll share the results of that. And I'd be curious to know if any of you have begun Qi running as a result of what we've talked about maybe on the show. I'd love to hear about that too. I can tell you, today is the day to collect leaves, to blow them, even though the wind seems to be winning the battle. It actually feels pretty good, and I am right now running through one of the nicer residential areas of High Point. A lot of people decorate for Christmas, older homes, but bigger homes. Some of them may be associated with furniture folks, particularly from the years past. A lot of gates, a lot of ivy, a lot of heavy tree cover in some of the places, of course. Other than the evergreens, the leaves are pretty much gone. Not completely, but certainly getting close. And it's just a beautiful day for a run, in spite of the fact that this is a hilly area. and the wind is atrocious. But we're glad to have you along. Let me give you a training update. Sunday, November 21st through Friday, November the 26th, this past week, those 6 days, covered 37.4 miles, including ran 13.1 on Friday in Wallace when I was down in 1 hour, 57 minutes, 57 seconds, which if I could average a minute quicker than that, that would give me a sub 145 for the half, which I'd love to at least do that. And a 17.1 miler, which I believe we recorded for last episode, Sunday afternoon, went 8.1 and ran 3 sets of heels. So it's been a good week. Probably the heaviest week that we're going to have. I need to stop right here. Got somebody coming across the rotary. And so since then, we have begun to really cut it down. I ran Sunday, as I said. Today, Wednesday, first day I've run since. And hoping to go my last, longest run of only 9 miles with 2 10-minute tempos. Now, I was reading about tempo recently, and I was under the impression that 30 minutes of tempo meant you basically run as hard as you comfortably can for the majority of that. But actually, that more or less includes a warm-up and cool-down. So when I say that I ran 40 minutes of tempo, what I mean is I ran 40 minutes as hard as I comfortably could the whole time. So that's what we are talking about. So I don't know if I've got the tempo down right, but today we'll do 9, Lord willing. Soon be turning around here in another mile or so. And then we will plan to run 7 on Friday, just 2 sets of hills. Just like we're cutting the tempo in half today, going to cut down on the hill repeats Friday. And then Sunday, 6 miles easy. Probably Tuesday, 6 miles easy. Hey. And Thursday, 3, maybe 4, probably just 3 miles. And let that be it. And then the race. So that's what we've done. It's what we're doing. It's what we hope to do. I think Bird and I are going to go, I think next Tuesday is what we said, before this episode comes out. Excuse me, the next episode comes out. We will have gone over and ridden the course. And I understand it's a bit hilly, but obviously we're used to running hills and have tried to emphasize that as well. So hopefully that is going to benefit us tremendously, we hope. I'm feeling pretty good right now. I'm sweating more than usual, but I do have on the socks, compression socks, the Saucony ProGlide 2s, which I absolutely love, the teal shorts with a brief, and I have a long sleeve blue wicking material shirt covered by the 2008 Cannonball half short sleeve, a pair of gloves, my cap, my Garmin, my road ID, my watch, excuse me, my belt with a recorder. Got one goo pack. I'm trying to use the goos up because I will not be using those during the half. I think we will have that morning breakfast at 7, which will include perhaps a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and some juice, and then a stout cup of coffee, probably an hour, 15 minutes before. Good pack, non-caffeine, 15 minutes before. Not good, but stinger. And in 45 minutes, a caffeine stinger, hour and a half, a non-caffeine stinger. So that's what I'm planning for race day as far as eating. And since I'm not going to use the good packs, and I've trained with the stingers for the long runs, I'm going to go ahead and use those up. So I will plan to use the chocolate mint goo here in a little bit, about 10 more minutes. And I have to admit that it tastes pretty good. But as I've said before, I tend to like the stingers. Alright, I think I'm going to cut it right here, throw on some music. We'll be turning around in another half a mile, and I plan to do the first 10-minute tempo or workup within a minute or two, as fast as I comfortably can run, and hold that through the duration of 10 minutes. Take a 4-minute break, and then do the process again, and then from there, we will finish it on out. So that's my plan. But you are listening to episode 75 of the 20 Minute Runner podcast, and I am so glad you're here. We will be back. Just hit 9 miles. We're going one more tenth. The ninth mile was a 8:10 pace. And we're getting ready to stop here. Just a very few seconds. My nose is running. The wind is blowing. But I felt pretty good considering. Stop right about now when we get point one. Okay. Oh wow. Okay. Let me give you an update on what proceeded after we broke a while ago. I was going to do the 2 10-minute tempos with 4-minute rest in between, and I felt so good I just stayed with it and ended up running about between 21 and 22 minutes of tempo, about 80%, 85%, possibly even 90 for part of it. And we covered 3 miles. Or at least I got splits on three. I know the last one was 7:38 average pace. The one before that was like 7:43 maybe. And the one before that was 7:45 or better. So we ended up speeding up. The further we went, the faster we went. And even after we stopped even at mile 8, we did come back to average 8:10 for mile 9. And we were around 7:59 on the last 10th as I was winding it up. So we've had, you average all that out, probably just over around an 8-minute flat for 4 miles, something like that. Anyway, that tells me I'm ready. The key now is going to be to rest up. I didn't mention earlier, but next week, beginning of the week when we run the 6th on Tuesday, Lord willing, I do plan to run 6 30-second pickups with complete recovery between each one, and probably one heel repeat or one set of heel repeats at the end of that. Wednesday, no run. Thursday, 3 miles easy. Friday, no run. Saturday, no run. But we are through with the tempo now. We have run our, every run now will be, longest run between now and the race will be 7 miles. And that's 10 days away. Thursday, Friday. 10 complete days away. And we're through with our speed work, basically. And our long run, the longest, was about 8 or 9 days ago. So we are going to be tapering now. And I feel good. I really do. For me, I can tell. I'm feeling a little bit of lag from the hard training. If I can really gear myself to do what I've described as far as cutting back on the mileage, which we will do, and no more speed work, lighten up on the hills, then I think we're going to be ready to go. What do I predict for the race? If I stay healthy and we can taper properly, which we're going to do now for the next 10 days, I think breaking 7:45 is very, very possible. Possibly breaking, setting a PR, 7:42, 29 or 31, I can never remember. I think it's 29 is my PR. So, excuse me, 1:42, 29. So if I could break 1:42, I'd be absolutely ecstatic. Can I don't know. But we will give it our best shot, and we will let you know. Hey, before I sign out of here and let you go, if you would go to the blog, the20minuterunner.blogspot.com, the20minuterunner.blogspot.com. Go to the blog, take the survey. You can sign up for the podcast there via the button for iTunes. You can sign up to be my friend on Facebook or Twitter, 20 Minute Runner or The 20 Minute Runner. I forget which handle it is for either one of those. You can check and see what the most popular episodes, the three most popular, most listened to, downloaded episodes are. You can see pictures of other listeners. I'd love to have your picture. Email me a picture, if you would, and I'll post it with the other listener pictures. There's pictures of me from the marathon, the last half I did, and some other races as well for you to view. And you can go back and listen to every episode we've ever done in the listener, the player up at the top. And every episode also has an individual player. So you can go to the archives and search for any topics we've covered or listen to, download any. I would really encourage you to do that if you'd like. If you're new to the show, we're glad to have you. And I would ask that if you would share the information with your running buddies and friends. Tell them you listen to the 20 Minute Runner, and I'd love to have them to listen. And again, just send me any emails, updates. And finally, if you could go to iTunes and give me a review and some stars, I would appreciate that as well. That helps drive the program, and our listenership continues to grow, and we are thankful. Show notes for every episode, including this one, can be found at the individual post for this episode, or for the episode in question, including the music, information, things like that. We use only PodSafe music. And I think that's it. We will plan to bring you back in one more episode before the race, and then we've got the race on the 12th of December. I'm feeling good about it. I'm glad the hard work is behind us, and I have worked very hard trying to get ready, so we've had a good plan, and we'll see if it all pans out. that you have a great week. Thank you so much for listening, and we will talk to you soon. And just take care, everybody. We will see you later. Bye-bye.